It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Yes, I love that music. And good afternoon to all of our listeners out there. We welcome you once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. We are indeed a Cumulus station. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann. And you know what, Dave? Hillary Clinton, a long time ago, wrote that book, It Takes a Village. We got a small village in here today, don't we?
And a very small house to put everybody in. We'll be with you folks from 3 to 4 p.m. on this 19th day of January. It's about 36 degrees outside of our studios here in East Providence. And today we're going to salute the Girl Scouts. Yes, we have visitors here from the Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England. That happens to be their chapter. No, they're not celebrating their birthday today. I know that's on March 12th. And the Girl Scouts go all the way back to 1912, as a matter of fact, where the Girl Scouts started. I think they started off with 18 Girl Scouts. And those 18, they were coordinated by their leader at the time, who happened to be, her last name was Lowe.
Juliet Lowe. I remember that from my years as a Girl Scout.
And, of course, I don't know if the cookies tasted as good back then as they do now, but when people think of Girl Scouts, they not only think of service, they think of young girls doing the right things, but they also think about their big fundraiser, which is the cookie program, and we'll talk about that as we go through the show. But today, it's interesting, when I think about the organization that I belong to, Rotary International, I think of 1.2 million Rotarians, Rona, pretty large organization. And then I think of the Girl Scouts, incredibly proud to be part of 2.6 million strong. That's 1.8 million Girl Scouts, but also involves all the adults who are very much involved. And I saw some initials that spell out the word GIRL. G stands for go-getter. I is an innovator. R stands for risk-taker. And, of course, L stands for leader. In our studio today, Rona and I have Pam Hyland. She's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England. We're going to learn something about that today, Pam. We also have Jenja Lalo. She's the Senior Director of Advancement, and I understand that she is kind of like the community coordinator as well, and we'll hear about her responsibility.
She's a veteran. This is her third year with us.
And we got two featured guests joining us, two Girl Scouts, Hannah Aronson and Veronica, let me pronounce this the right way, Wathen.
It is Wathen.
Wathen. So very I got good. That right. She's from Attleboro, Massachusetts, and I know that Hannah is from Narragansett?
Other way around.
Vice versa. Okay.
Vice versa. That's Veronica. She's from Narragansett. And that is Hannah. She's from Attleboro.
I was trying to go alphabetically. But anyways, let's welcome our guest, Rona. I know we got lots of questions we'd like to ask them. We thank them so much for coming back. We've had some of these folks here before.
And we're surrounded by cookies.
And when we think of our show called Service Matters, we think about a positive show. How positive we can be when we have Girl Scouts of America joining us. So let's start off with the CEO.
That would be Pam.
And Pam, I know maybe you can tell us something about your chapter in the Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England. What does that include, your chapter?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm impressed, Dave, by your knowledge of the Girl Scouts. So thank you very much for doing your homework and learning all about.
He goes on the internet.
Well, you do a great job.
It's obvious that I eat lots of cookies.
So we cover the entire state of Rhode Island, Pawcatuck in Connecticut, and then 13 communities in southeastern Massachusetts. And this council has been doing great work for many, many years. And about just over 2 years ago, I came in to lead this council. But I've been with Girl Scouts since 1977, and I've been all over the country and actually stationed also in Japan for a period of time.
Well, tell us about your mission.
Well, the mission is that we're building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. So the idea is that when girls join the program, it's not like we can wrap up courage and confidence and then they open it up and bingo, they have it. But we present them with opportunities where they gain those three things of courage, confidence, and character. But they don't keep it to themselves. The whole idea is that they use their courage and they use their confidence and they use their character to make the world a better place. And they do that through many service projects. They do take action projects, which for many girls, it's to achieve their highest awards in Girl Scouting. We have the Bronze Award for Girl Scouts who are Girl Scout juniors. We have the Silver Award for girls who are in junior high. And we have the Gold Award, the highest award in Girl Scouting, that's given to girls who achieve it in high school. And those girls, I tell you, their projects, Dave and Rona, they're amazing. Last year, one of our girls, just as a for instance, when she was growing up, she lost two family members, and it was very difficult for her. And in remembering that, she said that, you know, so often people feel that kids are very resilient and it's really easy for them to bounce back after the loss. But for her, it wasn't so easy. So she decided for her Gold Award project to write a book about an elephant. And the book is called The Color Blue. She wrote the book, she illustrated the book, and she got it published.
How old is she?
And she's only in high school. She's graduated from high school. She was a senior in high school.
Terrific.
That book is now being used by actually funeral homes who are now giving it to family members.
So this is comparable then to a Boy Scout doing an Eagle Scout project.
It's our highest award, just like Eagle, yes.
That is terrific. Every time you're here, I learn more about it because, unfortunately, I think the average person on the street, if you say Girl Scout, the next word's going to be cookies. And that's wonderful, and
right.
It's nice to be
right.
known for that, but there's so much more.
And I have to tell you, one of our recent cookie stories, I don't think it's from either of these two girls, but one of our girls recently said that what she loves most about the cookie program is that it makes her feel valued and respected. And when she was asked what did she mean by that, she said, well, you know, when I go to the doctor refers all the questions to my mom or dad, but never asks me. But when I run my own cookie business, the customers turn to me for all the answers.
Wow.
Wonderful.
What insight. Before we get to the Girl Scouts, because I'm anxious to hear from them because I know they're public relations people, and you're going to tell me about that program, or they are. I don't want to let you get away without hearing about, you said it very quickly. You said, I was with the Girl Scouts in 77, blah, blah, uh-huh. blah, blah, and in Japan.
Right.
Why in Japan? Were you stationed there?
No, actually, I put in for the position. So Girl Scouts has some programs overseas. The military is very supportive of both Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. So when they have active duty military that are positioned overseas, and in Japan, it's considered a hardship tour, as is Korea, they want to make sure that family members feel a sense of home. So that if the active duty person is not worried about their family, they can concentrate really on their work. And so families are more secure when they have a sense of home. So Girl Scouting and Boy Scouting gives them that sense of continuity. So I was over there working with the U.S. girls who lived on military installations, 14 different military installations. We did a lot of work with the Japanese Girl Scouts and the Korean Girl Scouts. And the whole international flavor of Girl Scouting, the whole global, the sisterhood, it's very, very well expressed over there.
That's fantastic. Do they do a cookie program, too?
We did do a cookie program over there, which was actually very interesting because AFES, the Navy, would actually get the cookies over for us, and then the girls would sell them there.
Wonderful. We're going to have to take a short break. And then we're going to come back and speak with Ginger Lalo, as well as the two Girl Scouts that join us. And I know that maybe we can talk with Ginger right now before we take a quick break. Maybe you can tell us something about your responsibility as Senior Director of Advancement.
Certainly. I joined the local council 14 years ago, overseeing the cookie program, which is quite an undertaking for the volunteers and the girls. It's a great experience. In addition to overseeing the cookie program, I also oversee special fundraising events and marketing for the council.
Okay. Now I want to hear from the girls. I hear you've got, I don't know which one of you wants to speak first. Veronica's going, you. And Hannah's going, no, you. But I want to hear, because they're wearing all these different badges. And I know, Hannah, you're wearing, it says media team member. So why don't you get right up close to the mic and tell us what that's about?
So the media team is what we're here today for. And it stands, as you said earlier, for go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, and leader. So
are you taking a risk to be here?
Yes. That's part of what we do, is we want to kind of, in a way, be risk-takers and go-getters and leaders. And we want to be able to do all of these things and have experiences like this and just get Girl Scouting out into the world.
Now, you're from Attleboro, Mass. How long have you been involved in Girl Scouting?
I've been involved in Girl Scouting ever since kindergarten, so about 8 years.
Very good. So you're like 13, 14 years old?
I am 13.
Okay, almost. Veronica, what about you? How long have you been a Girl Scout?
I've been in Girl Scouting since kindergarten, so also 8 years.
Wow. So now when you say since kindergarten, you start like a brownie?
I started as a daisy.
A daisy is.
Would this be asking a lot if I were to ask either one of you or maybe both of you to recite the Girl Scout law? I know that it's a lot of words, and I know that you folks probably are very much familiar with it.
I remember. Is that the one that begins, on my honor, I will try to do
No,
my
it begins with, I will do my best to be.
Oh, boy. They either changed it since I was in school or I don't remember it.
I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, responsible for what I say and do, respect myself and others,
respect authorities,
use resources
wisely,
make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout.
Wow, that's good. And to be, that's a lot.
I haven't had a meeting in a while, so I haven't said it.
And to both of you to have Auntie Rona and Uncle Dave here.
I'm going to throw up, you know. Auntie Rona and Uncle Dave, please.
But I know that it takes a lot of sponsorship to make something like the Girl Scouts. So I'm familiar with Amica. I know that they are very much involved. And I thought maybe Ginger, you or Pam can tell us about who the sponsors are.
Oh, sure. Amica has been a longtime supporter of Girl Scouts, both through serving on boards and committees as well as financially supporting many of our programs and events. Other companies, a lot of local companies, CVS Health, great supporter of the Girl Scouts and ties into a lot of our healthy living initiatives and badges. Dave's Marketplace is a great supporter of Girl Scouts.
Now they got to be a good supporter with that name, you know.
You never let it pass, do you?
Another one is the Champlin Foundation, and I tell you,
which is huge in Rhode Island,
especially for all of our camps and our leadership center. It's just been amazing how much they've supported us, and we appreciate it. We appreciate all of our sponsors.
And now, how about Berman? I know the contractor is
very much
involved.
Of course, yeah. E.W. Berman has done a lot with Girl Scouts over the years as well. So we have a lot of generous supporters, again, both financially giving their time and talent as well as money to the organization.
That was my question. Is it more than financial?
Right, of course. We're volunteer-led. I mean, we have a small staff, and so a lot of what we do requires volunteers not only on board and committees, which many of these companies support us that way as well, but also volunteering leading troops and running programs. We really depend on the expertise from these companies that come out into the communities and help deliver great programs and run troops to girls as
well. Were you a Girl Scout, Rona?
I was. I absolutely was, way back in the dark ages.
I signed up, I got turned down, and I had to be a Boy Scout.
Okay, that definitely takes us to break. Our producer, Maya, is telling us it's time for some announcements, so we're going to ask the audience, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about the Southeastern New England Council of Girl Scouts, more than cookies.
Hurry back, folks.
Sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
With a Bloomberg Business of Sports report, I'm Michael Barr. Danica Patrick's racing career is winding down. Her final two races will be in the Daytona 500 next month and the Indianapolis 500. She doesn't have a ride yet for the two races, but she does have the financial backing. GoDaddy Green will sponsor the Danica Double. Patrick says, I left IndyCar with GoDaddy on my car. I started NASCAR with GoDaddy on my car. I'm the most recognized as the GoDaddy Green car and driver. And so to finish up my career that way feels appropriate. It will be one of the most watched opening ceremonies in Olympic history after this news. North and South Korea have agreed to march their athletes together under one flag at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics next month in Pyeongchang, South Korea. It was one of the most dramatic gestures of reconciliation between the two Koreas in a decade. And that is a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
We are the shadow mental health system in America, unheralded and unsung.
Dr. Joyce Berland of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says that families provide 50% of the care for people with mental illness.
And the families are the ones that are, you know, taking to medication, taking to this, taking to that, going after their family members in jail, trying to get them out of jail. It's a real firing line that families live.
Many times, families feel isolated.
Support groups have been spontaneous reactions to that isolation. Support is a human necessity.
Be a moral support for families dealing with mental illness. For more, visit the website shadowvoices.com. For free information on families coping with mental illness, call 800-999-3534. A message from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Have you been ignoring your most important financial goals? If so, you're not alone. 78 million baby boomers are approaching retirement only to discover that they're totally unprepared. How much money will I need to support the lifestyle I was hoping for? And can I turn my hard-earned savings into reliable income? The answers to these questions are different for everyone, and you should consider working with a trusted advisor to help you find your solution. At the SOA Financial Group, we help our clients develop unique strategies that will help them meet their unique challenges. I'm Don SOA, the host of Money Talk, the state's longest-running financial talk show. If you want to take control of your financial life, call the SOA Financial Group at 401-434-8090 for a free consultation. That's 401-434-8090. And tune in weeknights at 5 p.m. for Money Talk on AM 790. SOA Financial Group is located at 14 Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Securities offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Advisory services offered through SOA Financial Group are separate and unrelated to Commonwealth.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take RED, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove RED won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take RED Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take RED. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take RED once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-930-7830. 800-930-7830. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take RED. 800-930-7830.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, and we're back once again at Service Matters, and we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. I've been eating cookies. Rona's been looking at the agenda for the next part of the show. And Meyer has been smiling. But the fact is that the Girl Scouts of America, and I'm talking about a pretty large organization, have done some tremendous things at the community level, and they've even reached beyond the community. And we're very pleased to have them here today. Not only a couple of folks who are very much involved as leaders of the Southeastern Girl Scouts here in New England, but they brought with them two Girl Scouts, and they did a terrific job of reciting the Girl Scout law. We've heard about
Well, you really put them on the spot.
Yeah.
So.
And we also have discussed the mission. We discussed the Girl Scout promise to serve God and their country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
That's what I remember from our oath was different, but it ended with those three lines, definitely. I wanted to get to Ginger Lalo for a minute because when we were in break, we were talking about the cookies, but she gave us so many interesting facts. For example, the cookies cost $4 here in Rhode Island. They're $5 in the Massachusetts Council and in Connecticut. But I asked about where does the money stay and who bakes it, and Ginger is just a font of information, so.
It's what I do. So there are two licensed bakers, and we go out to bid. Each council typically, basically every 3 years, we'll go out and go to bid and look at, you know, what benefits the bakers can, you know, give to us as far as services. And we are contracted with ABC Bakers. And just to let everyone know that all of the proceeds from the sale of Girl Scout cookies within our council remains within the council. So a portion of it goes to the troops to fund their activities, their take action projects, different community service projects. It also goes to underwrite financial aid because we want every girl who wants to be a Girl Scout to be able to be a Girl Scout. Camperships are funded through the sale of cookies and also all the programs that we serve throughout the council to the girls.
All right, so let's find out what's being done because Hannah and Veronica are in different troops. Veronica, you are down in Narragansett.
Yes.
What kinds of projects is your troop doing?
Well, we're a split troop, so half of us are first-year cadets and half of us are second-year cadets. So they just finished their bronze award, and we just started thinking about our silver.
Okay, and what does that mean? In other words, you're saying, see, cadets means nothing to me. It's a term.
Cadets is, it's when you are in seventh to eighth grade, I believe, or sixth to eighth grade, and it's a level in Girl Scouting. Okay. Yes, of age.
And what kinds of things are you doing, though? I mean, specific projects are you doing besides selling cookies? I mean, do you have projects within the community that you do?
We haven't been focusing on many projects, my troop, lately because we've been thinking about our silver award.
I see. Yeah. Okay, and Hannah, what about you?
So, one of the most recent things that my troop has done is we made knot blankets out of felt and then donated them to the homeless for the wintertime.
That's great. So were you working with a shelter, a specific shelter, who or an agency in the Attleboro area?
I'm not sure, but it was before a big snowstorm that we had on Christmas, so we were told that they were all very grateful.
Oh, I bet they were extremely grateful. Dave is busy eating cookies, so I want to talk about what's in front of me. I don't know if Ginger or Pam wants to talk about cookies and cocktails. That sounds like a wonderful combination. Coming up on Thursday, March 8th at the Crown Plaza in Warwick. My God, you could walk there from your office.
Absolutely. This is the second year we'll be holding this event. It was the first year was in celebration of 100 years of Girl Scouts selling cookies, which was last year. So as we embark on our 101st year, it was such a popular event that we decided and it got many requests to have the event again and have it be a yearly event. So what we're doing is we reach out to local restaurants who will be preparing desserts made from the Girl Scout cookies, so there's 8 tasty, delicious varieties of cookies, and the restaurants can prepare little tasting size samplers of different desserts. So we have about half a dozen restaurants have signed on, and we will Mario Hilario from Channel 10.
I was just going to say, you had him last year.
Right, so he is going to be back as our host and auctioneer, and he's wonderful, and we're looking forward to working with Mario once again.
And he loves to eat.
And he does. So he's the perfect choice for this type of event.
Yeah.
My kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And at this year's event, we're going to have a guest from the Girl Scout National Board in New York City who actually lives in the Newport area. So she'll be at Cookies and Cocktails this year, too. So we're excited about that. And there's also going to be auction items. So people can get very excited about coming.
So this is open to the public. You don't have to be a Girl Scout or have one in your family.
You just have to be somebody who supports Girl Scouts and who wants to empower young women.
And how will they buy tickets? Why don't you give the information for
that? And of course, it's for adults.
Absolutely, yes, correct, yes.
I want to make that clear, folks.
Right. So tickets are available on our website. It's gssne.org. And tickets to the event are $60 a person. And it includes appetizers, past hors d'oeuvres, and lots of tasty desserts made with Girl Scout cookies.
Maya, were you a Girl Scout growing up?
I was not. I never was a Girl Scout. Although right now I'm regretting that I was never a Girl Scout.
Well, it's certainly a tremendous organization.
It's not too late, Maya.
Your outfits.
I can still do it?
Your outfits are way better.
Always looking for volunteers. Huh?
Yeah, I remember having a green dress, and I had my troop number sewn on my arm, which was Troop 87. I grew up in New Jersey. And it was one of the ugliest dresses you could imagine, but we had these ugly green dresses. You guys look much nicer. I love your vests. That's really all these badges. They are, I want to hear from either Hannah or Veronica or both. You have a badge that indicates every kind of project you've done, right?
Yes. Well, my badges also show like little events that my troop has done. Like sometimes if we've gone swimming or like gone on a hike, we will get a badge that says like gone swimming or like a boot for hiking.
Hey, that's cool. I went on a hike this morning. Nobody gave me a badge. Nobody. I froze to death. What about you, Hannah? Because you got lots of them too.
So on the back, we have what we call fun patches, which we get from doing activities. And then on the front right left side of our vests, we have our more official awards. For example, I have my Bronze Award, my Community Service Award, and some of my Girl Scout chorus pins.
Do you have one for life-saving? I know the Boy Scouts have one, and I've had the opportunity to teach CPR.
I have
give
first
a demonstration.
Aid. I have
first aid.
Aid. Yeah.
Very good, and that's an important one.
Yes, it is.
I know that there's lots of things that happen, and I, of course, I've been picking up bits and pieces about the Boy Scouts. They have been thinking, and I'm going to throw this question at you, Pam Hyland, you being the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England. The Boy Scouts of America have been thinking about having a division for Girl Scouts. Your feelings about that?
Well, and actually, they wouldn't be Girl Scouts because we actually, Girl Scouts is trademarked and it's copywritten, so it can only be used by Girl Scouts of the USA, which would be us. So Boy Scouts, though, have made the decision to open up their program, apparently, at the Cub Scout level for girls. And I think that's happening this fall, though there are some councils that are beginning to pilot that and inviting girls in now to the Cub Scout level. And from what we've been told in later years, they might be inviting older girls in as well. I don't know what they'll call those girls, but they can't be called Girl Scouts because the only Girl Scouts are those who belong to Girl Scouts of the USA. So I don't want to speak for them. That's for them to speak of. The reason that some people asked me recently, so if the Boy Scouts are opening up their program to girls, are we going to be opening up our program to boys? And the answer is an absolute no. For
good
many
for
reasons.
You.
I mean, it's for many, we're experts in girls. We've got an amazing Girl Scout Research Institute that does really good research on girls and what's important to girls. And we listen to girls. So when we develop new badges at the national level, girls are part of that design process. So our focus is on girls. That's what we know best. The other important thing, though, is that girls do best when they have single gender opportunities. So though co-ed experiences are great as well, those girls that have the chance to be in a single gender are able to develop their leadership skills in a much stronger way than those who do not. So we are very committed to remaining all-girl.
That's important. I would like to mention, Roner, that if you'd like to call us and then join in on the conversation, feel free to do so.
I don't have to call you. I'm right here.
Give us a call, folks, at 437-5000. Or if you're calling outside of the Ocean State and you'd like to talk to one of the Girl Scouts, call us at 1-888-345-0790. And please... feel comfortable joining in on the conversation. We are so lucky to have two Girl Scouts in our studio and three volunteers who joined us today that make things happen for the Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England.
Also, Pam was talking about, you said design opportunity. And before we went on the air, Pam and Ginger were telling us about a design opportunity coming up on the boxes of the cookies. Ginger, why don't you tell the audience about that? Because I think that's very exciting.
Sure. This year, GSUSA is launching a contest for Girl Scouts called Cookie Pro, and girls are able to submit their cookie stories. There's a number of requirements involved that they have to achieve to be able to participate, but they're going to select from around the country six girls, one from each of the different age levels, to appear on the newly redesigned cookie patches packages. And so the girls can submit to GSUSA. They will, when the winners are selected, the girls will go to New York for a photo shoot and be able to meet with business leaders, executives, go to GSUSA headquarters. And when the packages are redesigned for the cookies, hopefully we have a girl from our council appearing on one of the newly redesigned cookie packages.
What
so
a
next
terrific
year,
experience.
When we invite you next year, either Hannah or Veronica's picture is going to be on the cookies, right?
Interesting. I've been doing this show for about 6 years, and I can't remember all the people that have been on the show. But I always remember the Girl Scouts having come to the studio and, of course, the Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
I certainly remember those. But I did want to give a little pat on the back to our sponsor who pays our bills here at the radio station, the Navigant Credit Union. They are headquartered in Smithfield. It's the second largest credit union in the state of Rhode Island. And we are forever grateful to the folks at Navigant, including Tim Draper, the Vice President of Marketing. certainly many times he calls in to wish us the best and to participate in the conversation.
And as of this past Tuesday, there are now 18 branches of Navigant.
You got it. Well said, Rona. Well said. 18. We're excited about that.
That's right. They came into Kent County, and now they're in Washington County, my county.
And yep, thank you, too, for supporting the Girl Scouts, because you're also one of our sponsors. So thank you.
It is our distinct honor and pleasure. You know, we have a good relationship with scouting, both boys and girls, for a long time. And it's such an important part of a young person's life if they can be involved in you know, the organizations, the scouting organizations. I think that it teaches a lot of lessons that we as adults sometimes may forget to teach. I certainly wouldn't have thought about taking my son out into the woods camping, but the scouts, you know, in his side, the Boy Scouts, you know, took him out and taught him how to survive and taught him the skills that he would need, you know, to just confront life head on. And I know that the Girl Scouts do the exact same thing, and it's so important, I think, the role that the two organizations, and specifically Girl Scouts today, because that's what we're talking about.
And Tim Draper, there aren't too many things that Navigant doesn't sponsor. You folks have been so active in the local communities, and we are forever grateful to you, the entire team at Navigant, and, of course, Gary Furtado, the president of the Navigant Credit Union, a very staunch Rotarian with the Rotary Club of Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Tim, tell us about the opening Tuesday in Wakefield.
Everything went very well. It was actually a very busy day, but, you know, like everything else, it's new, and I think everybody wants to come and see what they're going to get, and hopefully when they get there, especially if they're existing or they were existing Chartway members, they're you know, getting to know the team. Their team is still in place. We certainly didn't make any changes there, but we've added and enhanced the staff down there, so there'll be new faces. But for sure, everybody who's in Narragansett and in South County who wants to, Washington County, who would like to come in and meet the team, say hello, see what we've got available for them. I like to think that we want to earn our customers' business. It's not something that we expect.
Well, one of the Girl Scouts that we have with us is from Narragansett. She's nice and close to your new branch.
Student checking. That's what she needs, a student checking account.
Very good.
And, Tim, I did save you a couple of cookies, Girl Scout cookies.
Count on getting them, Tim.
Listen, Thin Mints are always a good choice.
That's but what he's eating.
There's a shortbread cookie that they have with chocolate on the bottom. I forget the name of them.
Thanks a lot.
They're delicious.
And that's what they're called, thanks a lot.
And then
thanks a lot is the one with the chocolate on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, how about the lemonades?
Absolutely to die for.
We got lemonades, we got peanut butter patties, we got s'mores, caramel delights. And
Rona, make sure Dave doesn't take all those home.
Well, he's definitely made inroads into the Thin Mints.
Tim, I just ate another mint. We're down to one now. But I do want to thank you, and I want to express my condolences to Ann Brown and the family.
Yes, of course, we have a funeral tomorrow for Norm.
Yeah, Norm Sauté, a very active Rotarian, a very generous Rotarian who's done lots of things for lots of people. And he certainly exemplifies the spirit of Rotary, which is service above self.
And you're not too bad either, Tim.
Well, thanks. I try.
Hey,
have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay.
Enjoy the time that you have and the nice weather.
Thanks.
And Tim, enjoy the Patriots. We hope that they can pull it out.
Boy, I hope Brady really didn't do anything that bad to his hand.
A lot of people are saying that he will be playing.
Yeah.
And they will be winning. So
that's true.
We'll see what happens.
You got it.
All right. See you next
week.
Thanks,
everybody. See you later.
That's Tim Draper, the Vice President of Marketing at the Navigant Credit Union. And again, they are so generous.
Okay.
So Rona, we have a terrific group of guests here in the studio.
I want to know what's next. What's upcoming for Girl Scouts? It's always, I always want to know more than the cookies. Maya's telling us we have 1 minute to break, so maybe we will wait till we come back, because I want Pam and Ginger and Veronica and Hannah to tell us what's upcoming, because there's always something new.
So, folks, we're going to take a very quick break. Rona and I will be back. You're listening to Service Matters here on AM 790 WPRV. Take it away.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. The housing market might look like we're in a bubble with prices in many markets going up. But Tom Barrick, founder of Colony Capital, says when it comes to residential real estate, demand is still strong, especially when it comes to apartments.
If you look at multifamily, rentership has increased from 61% to 69% as home ownership has decreased from 69 to 61. We had a single-family rental business. Starwood had a single-family rental business. Blackstone had a single-family rental business that have proved to be very viable operating entities.
Barrick says even on the commercial side, there is also very little real estate that's underpriced.
I don't think there's anything cheap. Real estate entrepreneurs are going to have to do what they did 50 years ago. Understand your tenant.
He says those tenants will be tech companies like Apple, and they won't be looking for those 15-year leases like companies did in the old days. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Service Matters. We've heard the Girl Scout promise. On my honor, these girls promise to serve God and their country, to help people at all times, to bring Dave and Rona Girl Scout cookies, and to live by the Girl Scout law. We have a wonderful show here today and some terrific guests.
How important
the Girl Scouts are.
We have given all our guests the official pen of Service Matters, provided to us by Payden and Associates from East Greenwich, Rhode Island, very specifically Len Sormonti, who is very generous. He has provided us all these pens, and I keep trying to tell people it'll be the official pen of the Olympics next month. Nobody believes it. Thank you, Len and Payden Associates.
And again, we're in the final segment of Service Matters, and it's usually an opportunity for Rona and I to ask our guest if there's anything that they would like to say that maybe we didn't bring up during our conversation.
And boy, do they have a lot to
say. And I thought we could start with the girls. And maybe sometime during the conversation, we can find out where the money goes from the Girl Scout profits selling cookies.
Yeah, we're going to put Veronica on mic. But she was telling us, you know, we were asking her, well, where's the cookie money go? And she just very quietly said, well, I'm going to Europe soon. So why don't you tell us about that and what you're going to do?
So for the past couple years, we've been saving a lot of our cookie money, and we plan to go somewhere in Europe, and I really want to go to Italy.
Somewhere, so it hasn't been determined where in Europe?
No, because we're very indecisive.
Uh-huh. So who, how is that decided? Because everybody probably says, I want France, I want Italy, I want England, I want, how are you going to figure it out?
Well, when I was 8 or 9, like when we were in my troop, my mom, who's my leader, was like, how about we save some of our money and go abroad? And that, and we left it there. But then later on, she's like, how about we go somewhere in Europe? So that's how we kind of came up with the idea.
But you haven't.
That was a long time ago when you were 8 or 9.
Yeah, we had to start saving back then.
That's exciting. So you're going to go for in the summer, right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. And will you meet Girl Scouts from Europe?
What?
Will you meet Girl Scouts in Europe from Europe?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, that would be a great way to do it. Hannah, tell us about the money in your troop. Where's it going?
So, recently, we just got back in October from a troop trip to Washington, D.C., and quite a few girls in my unit, or in my troop, rather, have used it to go to Girl Scout camp, which most of us go to Camp Hoffman, some of us, which is our overnight camp.
And that's in Kingston, right?
Yes. And then some of us go to day camps, which are scattered throughout the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. And at overnight camp, I actually just got my 5-year pin there, so.
Congratulations. Very Ginger, good. Maybe you want to expand a little more on the camp situation, the different options there are.
Sure. As was just mentioned, we do have the day camps that we offer, one in Massachusetts, one in Newport, one in Chepachet, and a day camp that's on the property at Camp Hoffman in Kingston. And then Camp Hoffman is approaching the 100th anniversary. So we've got a couple of years that we're planning a big event, but we have a lot of alum who have gone to Hoffman over the years, a lot of folks who really have such fond memories. So we've actually started a Hoffman Alumni Association, as well as our GSSNE or Girl Scout Alumni Association. So anyone who was a Girl Scout, whether you are a Hoffman alum, a Girl Scout in this council, or a Girl Scout anywhere, we'd love for you to go onto our website and sign up for our Alumni Association so you can hear about upcoming events and perhaps get involved in volunteering if you wish. So it's really an exciting opportunity.
Give that website again.
Sure. Our website is gssne.org, and there's a dedicated alumni page so folks can go on there and find out how to become a member of the Alumni Association, more additional information, and also different ways to volunteer or get involved if they're interested.
Ginger, you mentioned a magic word, which is volunteers. And I know Pam Hyland, who's the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southeastern New England. Volunteers are so important. In most cases, would it be the parents of the girls?
Well, the majority are parents, but any adult who cares about girls and their empowerment can be involved as a volunteer. Men can also volunteer in the Girl Scouts, and very often people think that you have to be a mom. And you don't have to be married. You don't have to have children. Any adult who cares about girls can, of course, pending a background check and all of that,
I was
can be a
ask.
Member. Yeah, we're very, very, the safety of our girls, of course, is our utmost concern. So there is a whole application process and background check before we appoint anyone to work with our girls.
How do you recruit?
Oh, in every way we can. Actually, I think our best recruiters are our girls. And I don't
was
know how
hoping
much they
you'd
do
say that.
Because they know what they're looking for. So girls, at least the ones I've talked to, say they want somebody who's fun. They also want a leader who's organized. I've heard that a lot because the girls want to do things. And if you have an adult who's not very organized, then they're not going to be able to do all the things that girls want to do. So they've got to be fun. They got to be organized. They also have to be resourceful.
How do you recruit new Girl Scouts? Well, do the girls recruit by talking about it at school?
They do. And actually, any adult who wants to go online, so any parent, any girl, you can actually register now directly online through our website. So we have what's called an opportunity catalog, which means that if a parent is looking for a troop for their child, they can go on to the website, look to see where the troop opportunities exist. And that would be any troops that currently have openings. If we don't have any troops in one's area, then we can certainly work to try to put one in place.
So folks out there, if you're listening, you're a parent, maybe a grandparent, and you would like your youngster, a girl in your family, to learn something about confidence and character, the Girl Scouts would be a terrific way to go. I know there's all kinds of alternatives out there, whether it be youth sports or all kinds of activities. But I think when you're talking about character and confidence, certainly being a Girl Scout will bring some of those things to reality.
Thank you.
Is there a particular telephone number that we could use on the air if someone wants to jot it down quickly? Certainly, if you're driving, we hope that you'll pull over. I think this telephone number could be a place where people could call up, ask a few questions, or you can call us here at the station, ask her either Rona or I on Fridays, and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Well, you know, the one thing I found, too, is Ginger was giving a web address of GSSNE. Sometimes when you're driving, as Dave said, it's too difficult to remember these things. But you have a wonderful search engines, I guess, because I couldn't remember the entire title the other day. I just typed in Girl Scouts Rhode Island, and bang, there it was. So you can find all that out.
Right.
Sure, and our local phone number is 401-331-4500. And if anyone has any questions, whether it's volunteering, about your daughter joining Girl Scouts, finding information on perhaps you'd like to deliver program. If you don't want to be a troop leader, there's plenty of volunteer opportunities outside of being a troop leader. So we'd love to hear from folks, and also if you were an alumni. So call or visit our website, and we'd be happy to direct you and give you any information.
And that's
as Rona would say, Ginger, repeat that telephone number once again.
Sure, it's 401-331-4500.
How often do the individual troops meet, or is it up to them?
It's up to them. Most of them, I think, are meeting usually twice a month for a longer period of time rather than weekly. And, of course, they do a lot of field trips on weekends and such and summer activities.
Is it possible for us to give a thank you to one of the parents who brought the girls over today?
They're downstairs, probably talking to Dee at the reception
I don't know
desk.
Her name, but she's in the studio with the producer. Maybe you could thank her.
That would be Sarah.
That's, one of our staff members, Sarah Koliva. She's wonderful, and she actually is one of our staff members who heads up the girl PR team. So she's really responsible, along with another one of our staff members, Rachel, in meeting with the girls and really giving them some great pointers and tips on, you know, public speaking and learning about the media.
Well, Sarah's been smiling a lot, so obviously Hannah and Veronica are doing a good job, right? She's nodding yes.
Yeah, that's so important, that public speaking. I say that to all the young people out there that may be listening. If you're going to take a course on the outside, public speaking should be on the top of the list because that gets you in the door for all kinds of things that you do during your lifetime.
We only have another 2 or 3 minutes. What would you like to say to sum up, Pam Hyland?
Oh, gosh, I tell you, anybody at all that wants to be involved in even a small way, I can't tell you the importance of that. I'm going to give you one more last example. It is connected to cookies, but one of our corporations, Hope Global, Cheryl Merchant is their CEO, and she's going to be offering the girls who are traveling to Costa Rica this spring the opportunity to come in and pitch cookies to her. So they're going to treat it like a Shark Tank concept. They're each going to come up with their reason for why Hope Global should purchase massive quantities of cookies for their corporation. Anybody who wants to connect with girls and help empower them, we would very much welcome.
And I would say to all the people out there, buy at least one box of cookies. If you have grandchildren, I don't have to tell you that. You've already been coerced to death. But buy at least a box of cookies, because what you're doing is you are buying a young woman a future.
I say buy two, because you're going to eat one while you're enjoying passing it out,
yes,
passing
Dave,
the other one
you
out.
You have but been.
That's our song, our favorite song called What a Wonderful World. That's a hint that we're coming to the end of our show. Special thank you to all of our guests in the studio. Louis Armstrong sings it best, but I'll tell you what a wonderful world it is because of volunteers that give their time to the Girl Scouts and for the Girl Scouts themselves. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
Bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence, we say to each and every one of you, go forth to serve. Do something for someone else, something good to help someone.
Do it with a smile on your face,
right? That's right, and do it with the dignity that it deserves. And most important of all, help people all times like the Girl Scouts do and live up to the Girl Scout law.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for bringing us all the cookies. The station loves you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Go Patriots, and we certainly hope that Tom Brady will be behind that football this weekend. Thank you.
IMS in the Morning, Brown University Sports and Celtics Basketball. Your home for talkin' business, AM 790 WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
Donald and Chuck, judging the travel ban. I'm Michael Toscano. Lots of talk at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington this afternoon as the government is set to start running out of money in 8 hours. Bob Costantini watching the clock tick away on Capitol Hill.
They met for about 90 minutes, Senate Democrats.